Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to another mini-sode. These are our bite-sized episodes to hold you over between our full episodes. I am Joy Marie.
I'm Courtney.
And this is Job Logs. So today I just want to spend a couple of minutes talking about humility and work. So I got a LinkedIn message recently. It was a woman that was reaching out. I didn't really recognize the name. She was looking for brand ambassadors. And if you're not familiar with what a brand ambassador is, it's an employee that can be hired by another company to represent that company at like an event or a special campaign. So think like an opening night party at a movie preview. Maybe people that are standing at the front handing out programs, like you might outsource that work to a company that specializes in brand ambassadors. And so basically the message came out. It was a group message. So she had CC'd like a bunch of other names I didn't recognize. And like the ensuing response that came from that was just really, really negative in my opinion. So people were responding back and saying like one instance, someone was like, do I look like, I don't know why you would think someone at my career level is looking for a part-time job. Someone else was like, please target who you send these messages better to. I just checked most of the recipients and we're all very successful professionals.
So this, they did like reply all with this.
Yes, yes. Oh. And, you know, like, yes, it was certainly a nuisance to get a group message from someone I didn't recognize. So eventually someone responded and was like, yeah, it, her account was compromised. But the takeaway from that that I really, it kind of resonated with me was just like, have humility at every stage of your career because we're all just one 9 a.m. meeting away from losing our jobs.
Ooh,
and, you know, yes. There's nothing wrong with being having a side time gig or working part time. I mean, some of the hardest working people I know have multiple streams of income. I think it's the most intelligent thing to do.
Yeah.
So don't ever get to a position in your career, you know, whether you've been promoted, whether you're making a lot of money, like, at the end of the day, our humanity is the most important thing. And the way you make people feel, like they say, is what sticks with people. It's not, you know, how many job titles you have and what amazing projects you did. It's like our human interaction, our kindness, like showing love, exerting like humility and just, you know, like I don't know. Something about the exchange really, really didn't sit right with me.
You know, the shade of it all is like, for you to come into that group email with all that stank attitude, you don't know who else was on that thread that you said that you reviewed.
Exactly.
So I may say, look, I have an opportunity that suits someone of your caliber, and I just don't like your attitude.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I mean, like, I got, you know, I have sorority sisters that work in Microsoft with MBAs that were working at Saks part-time for that Chanel discount. So, you know, like, don't throw shade. Like, a part-time job is a smart hustle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I work with brand ambassadors at work. I know people who are putting down payments on houses, you know, and getting married and work brand ambassadorships or have part-time jobs. So don't ever throw shade. Don't ever try to discredit someone's hustle. They're out here working. Like, let's not do that ever.
Yeah, you never know what you'll need.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.